USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will address the nation about the coronavirus outbreak.
We're going to have to do something with respect to getting rid of this virus as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. Our number one priority is the health of the people of our country.
The Oval Office address will take place at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The NCAA men and women's basketball tournaments will be held without fans. NCAA President Mark Emmert cited the ongoing coronavirus outbreak in a statement announcing the decision about March Madness. Emmert says only essential staff and limited family attendance will be allowed. A rough day for stocks and your 401k as the Dow lost 1,465 points to finish at 23,553. The S&P and NASDAQ also lost. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Churches in one state are being told to close their doors until the coronavirus subsides. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear urging churches across his state to cancel all services and other activities because of the coronavirus. He's asking them to do it for at least a week. The Democrat calling on everyone in his state to avoid large gatherings so as to limit the spread of the virus. Beshear is closing state prisons to visitors and asking businesses to encourage their workers to work from home whenever possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chicago is the latest city to cancel its St. Patrick's Day parade because of the coronavirus threat. It was scheduled for Saturday, but the parade's website announced the cancellation. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot added the city will not be dyeing the river green for St. Patrick's Day this year. The mayor also says the city will try to reschedule the parade for a later date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt has made a career of writing what she knows, from teaching about a healthy body image to grappling with entering the real world after graduating college. Her latest book is titled The Gift of Forgiveness, inspiring stories from those who have overcome the unforgivable. She joins Fox News and talks about some of the keys she learned from writing the book regarding forgiveness.
Well, the biggest common denominator throughout all of the interviews in this book is really that forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself. It's not about another person. And I think that's something that we grow up thinking, or at least I did, is that you have to wait for someone to ask for forgiveness in order to start your journey. And the reality is that it's about you taking your power back and you wanting to decide that while you may have experienced hurt and pain and trauma in your life, you don't want that to be a part of your life moving forward. So it's really, at the end of the day, a gift that you give yourself. Well, it's something actually that interestingly came up a lot, and we have a Facebook group called Forgiveness Ambassadors, and it's a big topic of conversation is family breakups and dynamics that are requiring forgiveness, but that are very complicated and that take a lot of time. And another thing is that there's no time limit on forgiveness. There's no right or wrong way to forgive. There's only your way. And so I think that that's an encouraging part of forgiveness, is that some people in this book have taken 30 years to practice forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Others continue to struggle with it. Some have been able to practice it in a moment. And so I think people will be able to relate to the different versions of forgiveness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.